this morning on One on One is Conrad Fenton. He is the director of Church of Hope. Conrad, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing nicely, thank you. Good to be able to have a chat with you this morning about what's going on with Church of Hope. Can you explain to perhaps someone who doesn't know what Church of Hope actually is?
Well, Church of Hope is a ministry which predominantly reaches out to the homeless and those disadvantaged people within the city of Melbourne. And it's to see them have a hope and a future. And a lot of those people there have come from broken families, and we have a place, a sense of belonging where they can come on a Saturday night and be ministered to and encouraged and loved on. We give them a meal. So it's really to see broken lives restored back to wholeness. Yeah.
And when did Church of Hope start?
It began that year as a street ministry back in 1999, where a team of four of us went out there. We went to a place where I initially found my faith in God, and we went there just not knowing what we were about to do, but we were just talking to people, encouraging people. And from there, a church just began to evolve over the last few years. It began in McDonald's. We have a real heart to be with the people. And it began with a little Bible study in McDonald's back in about 2001.
There you go. You said that was the place where you actually discovered your faith in Jesus.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that moment where you decided, hey, this Jesus bloke, I reckon he's the guy I'm going to follow?
Well, back in 1991, my life had literally fallen apart. My marriage had broken up 3 years earlier, and I was succeeding in work. I was working there at Melbourne Water, but I'd become very depressed and suicidal, and for 3 years I saw no hope in life. And one day I was sitting on the steps of Flinders Street, and really God spoke to me. He spoke to me and said he had a plan for my life, and I went to a church the next day, and that was when I gave my life to Jesus.
There you go, huh? Good stories, and good stories that you can share with others as well. Yeah. I love the fact that this church effectively started in the Maccas. That's just fantastic. What a ripper way to begin. The Cheeseburger Church.
Yeah, that's right.
It's gone on from that, though, as well, of course, and it's got bigger and bigger. But the aim has still stayed the same, hasn't it? To really be a church on the streets. Is that a fair sort of assessment?
Yeah, well, I just think that Jesus always hung around the people that are out there in the streets and saw no future in life, and we've got a heart just to see people that have really given up on life to be encouraged to keep going on in life. You know, there's a future and a hope for every person, and we want to get around them. And I think the biggest thing about our church is we want them to have a sense of belonging. You know, in a country where a lot of probably families have been broken up, just that they have a place they can call home and be loved on with the love of God. Mm. Yeah.
My guest this morning on One on One is Conrad Fenton. He's the director of Church of Hope here in Melbourne. And we're going to find out a bit about the Church of Hope and their work over in other areas of the world as well. One place is Sydney and one is also India. We'll find out that next with Conrad here on Light FM, Melbourne's positive alternative. 89.9 Light FM, Clayton with you for your morning. And my guest this morning on One is the director of Church of Hope, Conrad Fenton. Conrad, we said that, you're really starting to move your focus, not just being here in Melbourne with the Church of Hope, but to Sydney and India as well. Let's talk about that quickly. Up in Sydney, what was the spur to say, look, we want to move and use this sort of a principle that we've got here and move it to Sydney?
Well, about a year and a half ago, God really put on my heart to move to King's Cross of all places in Sydney. And he spoke to me when I was at a church meeting, and the last place in the world I'd ever thought about going to would have been King's Cross. But our heart is very much to see people who have really given up on life, given it hope, as I said in the previous segment. So we moved up there, and before we know it, we found out we were living 50 metres from Parramatta Prison. We ended up actually asking if we could go into Parramatta Prison, and we just began to share a message of hope in Parramatta Prison, and we found that many of those people in Parramatta Prison actually came from King's Cross and had associations at King's Cross.
Wow.
So God in his amazing ways had a way of reaching people that have already come from the cross. So we're there, and within about probably 6 weeks, you know, the chapel now is full of prisoners that really know there's a hope for the future.
That's great.
And they'll probably eventually be coming to King's Cross to be part of the church we're planting there.
Can you share a few of the stories? You're out and about on the streets, and perhaps those who are homeless or those who are drug addicted end up on the streets, and they are, in a sense, the lowest of society because so many people don't pay too much attention to them. You're making a real effort to change that.
Well, I would say that probably even at Flinders Street, a lot of the people we've met would be what the world would probably say are very well-to-do people, good jobs, you know, career status, but they've got a lot of emptiness or maybe broken relationships in their life, and they're a lot of the people we minister to as well. It's not just the drug addicts, the ones you'd imagine to be in the streets, but a lot of people generally have real struggles in life, struggles in relationships, and we just want to tell them that there is an answer, and I found that answer 16 years ago when my life had totally fallen apart, and I gave my life to Jesus, and that was really where the whole ministry began, when I realised there was a future hope as well. Yeah.
Are there a couple of stories of people that you can share with us and their life?
Yeah, there's two in particular I'd like to share. One was a person that had a landscaping business, a business. He was actually a millionaire, but his marriage had broken up, and he became a homeless person, and he knocked on our door and came up and became part of our fellowship for a few months, and he just got back on track. We loved on him, encouraged him. And now he's back doing what he's back into his landscaping business, and came driving up one day in his Land Rover, and a life that had totally given up now, just back, you know, really going on well in life.
Fantastic.
Again. So, and another one was a young man who came from a Christian family in Sydney. He found his way to Melbourne. He was about to take his life, and a few other homeless said, "Why don't you come for a meal on Saturday night?" And we actually met him on a Monday night, and that night he made his mind up to go back home to see his parents. And now he's gone to Teen Challenge, who are great at getting people off drugs. And now his life's back on track. So there's been many stories like that. I'd say probably over 3,000 people have come through our church over the last few years, just with deep needs in life.
Great stuff indeed. We're going to hear more about the Church of Hope and also its work over in India next here on Light FM, Melbourne's positive alternative.
From Light FM's Community Connections.
Whether you'd like to perhaps support the Church of Hope here in Melbourne or in Sydney, or perhaps just find out a bit more about the work that they're doing with those on the streets of our two great cities here in Australia, you certainly can by going to their website, coh.org.au, coh.org.au. You can even phone David here in Melbourne, 0411 370 767. Light FM, a good friend to your community. We're going to be back very soon with Conrad Fenton and find out a bit about the work over in India of Church of Hope. 89.9 Light FM, Clayton with you for your morning, and my guest this morning on One on One is Conrad Fenton, the director of Church of Hope, started here in Melbourne on the streets a few years ago now, in a Macca's of all places, which I love that part of the story. You know that, Conrad, because I mentioned it a few times. And also, of course, moving up to Sydney, working in King's Cross up there, and now I believe you're really starting to work and do some work over in India, Conrad. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, right. Last year a number of pastors invited me over from India to go over there, and I'd never been to Wendy before, but I really felt God was calling me to go over there and have a visit, to visit these pastors, and it was just a great experience over there. We saw a lot of poverty, but we saw a lot of people with a real hunger to know God. You know, over there, as you know, there's many million gods over there, you know, and some of the ministers over there, we got a real heart to encourage and support. One is to the beggars in Bangalore, which is Silicon City, a well-known city with them. Yeah, great wealth there in a lot of ways, but there's 20,000 beggars there, and one of the pastors over there has got a real heart to feed the beggars and give them a hope as well. So that, and there's some orphanages too that over there we'd like to encourage as well.
So how are you planning on encouraging them and helping them?
Well, we've got a care account with our ministry, and all the money that goes towards that is for practical needs to help feed the poor and that. And that's out of that, we'll start now contributing some finances towards the beggars feeding program and the orphans, and just to feed their bellies and to give them some encouragement to the people out there that love them as well.
What are you hoping to see for Church of Hope here in Melbourne and up in Sydney, 5 years down the track and 10 years down the track?
Well, really, the real heart of both Melbourne and Sydney is that there would be a venue eventually that we could have open 24 hours, 7 days a week, because, you know, many people have challenges sometimes early hours of the morning and they don't know where to go to. And if there's a place in that city, a light in the hill, you know, that they can go, there'll be a place they can have a cup of tea and coffee and just have some people to love on them through those times when they may be struggling with life. So really, we've got a real heart to support people in that hour of need.
Great. And do you have many people at the moment who are really, obviously you're not running 24/7 yet, but let's hope it is soon, as you said. Do you have many people at the moment who are there and saying, look, I'm willing to stay here for 3 hours and have a chat with whoever comes in? Do you have those sorts of people?
At the moment in Melbourne, we've got a team of about a dozen that have got a real heart for the poor, and we've got the facility of a Saturday night. We're meeting at the Lutheran Church for Saturday night. night in Lachlan Hall in Richmond. Mm-hmm. So each Saturday night there's an opportunity to feed the poor, but there's a lot of people who want to do more for the poor. They're looking at ways of maybe we can provide food parcels and maybe open a place during the day they can have some ministry or some encouragement. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at getting a venue in both these areas to really make it a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week place.
And you've got a daughter and wife as well, Conrad. Yep. Are they involved in this, and do they help out and those sorts of things?
Yeah, my daughter lives in Sydney, and she's studying at the moment doing radiography, and maybe one day she might do a little bit of mission work in India to help them over there. But my wife came from a pretty broken background as well, and she was an alcoholic at the age of 24 before she met Jesus, and that really totally turned her life around. That was about 18 years ago, and now she sings. She's got a heart to sing and encourage people, that there's a God that really cares for them and loves them as well,
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Look, thank you for sharing a bit about what you're doing at Church of Hope and your team there as well, here in Melbourne and in Sydney. Conrad, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Clayton.
Conrad Fenton, the Director of Church of Hope, my guest here on Light FM.